WHDD presents Susan Says.
This is a nightmare. We're living in it. First a pandemic killing us, now hatred and violence killing first one black man and now all of our spirits. Heartbreaking. We have a country in shreds, and the thing in the White House is doing all he can to keep tearing it. He's evil. He's either a pawn of Putin or, as some have said, the Antichrist. I'm not sure, but certainly hastening the end of days, which some want and pray for. When this heinous murder happened in front of us, anyone with half a brain could see what would happen. But rather than stepping up, healing, calling for change and peace and love and calm, this orange, deranged demon did nothing at first. Then, ashamed at being rushed into a bunker, had to have his macho moment. Lumbering across the White House lawn and park like a low-rent galoot, a bouncer in a bad Vegas lounge, with his vile henchmen, and then guarded by our military. That's our, not his. But he slanders them if they don't agree. First, he had to attack peaceful marchers to get the grounds ready. And the stupid Secretary of Defense said he thought he was going to look at a bathroom in the church, really? Then the dictator wannabe holds up a Bible slipped to him by plastic monster daughter. He holds it upside down. Well, he never held one before. What do you expect? He was only at that church once. Let's be clear. Not one repug, and I'm not mispronouncing it, not one repug denounced him. But at least Pat Robertson did, and that lovely female chaplain of the church, the one he tried to desecrate, pointed out how godless this was. Now, the looters are stupid. How ridiculous are you? You ruin everything. Mr. Floyd's brother begged you. Killer Joe the rapper told you, but you needed to get that one pair of shoes so badly. You turned all of this into garbage, burned down your own businesses, trash your own neighborhoods, thus proving to the right wing that they are right. And as for bail for looters, no. Innocent protesters who maybe are out past curfew, yes. But what's so hard about figuring that out in New York? I weep for all of us. He will declare martial law and cancel the election. Oh, yeah. Be careful, people, in the next few days. My heart is broken. So is our democracy.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.